It's been a while, Jared. Look, happy to be here.
Is there a building sense of anticipation now with the qualifiers being played and with the warm-up games started?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of excitement around. The guys are just desperate for this tournament to start. We've had a lot of training sessions, obviously the first practice game yesterday, got another one tomorrow. But yeah, we're really looking forward to that first game on the 23rd against the South Africans, and I'm just excited to get it started.
It's been a long time since the cricket teams of the world have been able to gather in one place. Does it feel momentous?
It does. I suppose after everything that's happened the last 2 years, it feels like just everyone coming together and sharing their stories over the last 18 months of what their families, what their country's been going through. It's been quite incredible to see, actually, even with all the associates playing at the moment. There's all the training grounds are absolutely packed to the rafters, like you're trying to squeeze in and out of grounds, buses going all over the place. So it's extraordinary to see all the cricketers around the world in one place. And, it's an exciting place to be right now.
These tournaments, as the years go on, these pinnacle moments, what do they mean to you?
I suppose they just mean another opportunity to win a trophy, to have one of those moments in your life where you can look back and go, that was an amazing time. And 2015 will always be remembered for that. And I know how special that was for everyone in that squad, regardless if you were playing in the staff, in the crowd watching. It was an amazing moment. And I think that's what we're probably looking for. I think every time you come to these things, it's another opportunity to create one of those life moments and to be the first Australian team to win a T20 World Cup would be an amazing achievement for this group and something we're certainly hoping that we can do. We feel like we've got the squad and we're just, I suppose, just desperate to get this tournament started and up and running.
It's been 5 years since this tournament's been staged. So T20 cricket has been a rapid evolution. And you've been at the forefront of that. How much do you reckon it's changed in 5 years since last time the nations of the world contested it?
There's a lot of time between those 5 years. And I still remember that tournament so clearly in India. And we got obviously beaten by India to sort of knock us out. Virat Kohli played an amazing innings. But you probably look over the next few years, you see the domination of the West Indies, England, doing so well in white ball cricket. It sort of probably changed, ebbed and flowed. The teams with extreme power have been outstanding. And I think this tournament is probably going to be a little bit different. I think it's going to be extreme guile. It's going to be tactics. It's going to be who can manage the conditions better. It's not going to be who can outmuscle each other. It's going to be who can manage the conditions better. And I think that's what's really exciting from my point of view, because I'm not very big and I can hopefully use my different skill set to have an effect on this tournament.
Do you feel like you come to the tournament in good form? There was that great stretch in these conditions, in the IPL, which looks like the best possible preparation.
Yeah, I suppose if I wasn't ready now, I'd never be ready. To have 4.5 weeks in these conditions, training, preparing. I watched most of the games as well. You're soaking in for information from different grounds. You're talking to opposition players. You're talking to Virat Kohli, AB de Villiers while watching these games and talking about different tactics. If that's not enough to get you ready, you'll never be ready. So I've been extremely fortunate over the last 5 weeks to be around such good company.
When you've got the groove in that stretch of games, what does it feel like? What are you doing right? What is innate in your game when you're knocking up half centuries almost at will?
I think it's almost a feeling of nothingness. There's a, instead of thinking about trying to take in information or think about the conditions, you just subconsciously work it out a lot quicker. I think earlier on in the tournament, I took a little bit more time at the start of my innings to get myself going. And as the tournament went on, I took less and less time. I was able to get into the groove a lot earlier in the innings. I was able to start my innings off with a bang. I was able to put pressure back on the bowlers straight away. And it wasn't pre-planned, it wasn't premeditated. It was just me seeing the conditions, reading the situation of the game, working out what the bowlers were going to do. And it happened smoothly, effortlessly. And it looks good when it comes off. I know that. And on the flip side, when you're out of form, it can look messy. It can look premeditated. It looks like there's a lot of movements. There's a fine line between, I suppose, executing that and being calm under pressure, and then on the flip side, not being able to execute and being a bit rattled in your mind.
It looked like there was a pattern. Well, certainly there was a pattern in the number of balls that you were able to face during that stretch. And when you got to the crease, so the seventh over, the ninth over, the tenth over, and you faced sort of 25 to 37 balls to do your damage. There's always been the debate about how are you best deployed and when. Was that it?
Well, I think I generally give it away when I play for the Stars. Like I change the batting order depending on when I feel like I should go out there. Like I've made it no secret that I like batting during those middle overs. It's when teams try and stranglehold you. It's an important part of the game from six to fifteen, where teams can put the stranglehold on you, slow the run rate down, because a lot of the teams just try and sort of back end it, making sure they've got wickets in hand for those last five overs. For me, that's my best time to attack and to take control of the game and control the momentum through those overs. So it's been something that I've worked really hard on over the years. I know that there's five fielders out. I know my gaps over the top of those fielders inside the ring. And as I said, not being the biggest player on the team, but still being able to hit the ball into different areas to cause captain's headaches and to hopefully strangle momentum through those middle overs.
So in the tactical thoughts you've got, what do you think will hold sway during this tournament? Pace, medium pace, spin? So there's the notion that you'll want quality and numerous spinners here. What's the reality going to be, do you think?
Well, I think regardless of whether it's pace or spin, it's just accuracy. It's straight. It's top of the bales. It's giving the ball a chance to hit the stumps. There's been a fair bit of variable bounce throughout the tournament, like the cross seam, angled seam sort of deliveries. That'll be key. Just the way it reacts off the pitch, I suppose, is a fair bit different to a lot of the places that we play around the world. So I think that's going to be quite a key. Regardless, spin or pace, you just can't give the stumps away. It becomes an opportunity to score. And if you can starve teams of opportunities to score, you've seen during the IPL, teams were scoring 30 in the last five overs and struggling to get there. It was hard work. So if you can keep it straight and hold your nerve for a little bit longer, I feel like teams, once they get hit for a boundary, they go away from that plan and try something else. But if you can hold your nerve for a little bit longer, I can see that being successful.
Has there been a lot of the players who played in the IPL, have you fed a lot of information back through the team in the preparation for it?
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, Josh Hazlewood was a part of the winning Chennai side, and he's been talking with the bowlers. I've been working with a few of the batters and talking about my experiences playing spin, ways to score, areas to try and attack. And it's been really productive. Guys have been really receptive to, I suppose, different ideas, different ways of playing. We can get pretty stuck in our Australian way of just putting our foot down and trying to hit it as far as we can, because that's what's simple over there. It's what it's what we get brought up to do. If you face a spinner, try and hit them long and over long on, but there's probably a different way to go about things here. So the guys have been awesome. They've been adapting and learning pretty much every session, and just even sitting back and watching their training sessions, they've been really crisp and really specific on what they want to get out of it.
Is there a craving for Australia to have a peak moment in T20 cricket? So there have been six of these tournaments. Australia's seen the semi-finals twice and the final once to be the runner-up. You did mention the desire to be the first Australian team to do it. What about to harness all of the intel and the IP that's been built up over the years and show what's that worth as a national team?
if you try and think about all that stuff too much, it can become a little bit overwhelming. So I think for us, what we've been really good at so far is controlling our own space, making sure that we're as well prepared individually as possible, helping out other guys as well as you go along. But I think if you think too far ahead or too deep or too in depth about the history, you can sort of get a little bit lost in that. And I feel like the guys have been really good and really focused on what am I going to do to prepare for this next game, whether it be against India in the practice game or South Africa in that first game. Whatever I need to do to get prepared, I'll watch some footage of them. I'm not going to watch footage of Alan Donald knocking over the Australians of the 90s or anything like that. I'm going to focus on, all right, what are they trying to do to me? How are they going to try and get me out? How am I going to score off them? And I feel like the guys have been really good at staying focused on those little things and not letting outside or irrelevant things sort of creep into our mindset.
The format of the tournament is quite thrilling for spectators. It goes from pools straight to semi-final, so there's not much margin for error. Will there be a sense of urgency right from Saturday night?
Well, yeah, I think with a tournament like this, you don't have a chance to make many mistakes. I still remember Champions League, I think, with the T20 leagues all coming together, and you had four games, and if you lost one, all of a sudden it was a coin toss whether you made it or not. It was it was do or die the whole way through that tournament. But this is similar. But every team's in the same boat. Every team's going to be under extreme pressure, and I think the team that can deal with that and just deal with the conditions in front of them and actually just execute their skills without any of the external thoughts, they're the ones that are going to have success. And I think that's what we're working on at the moment is making sure that when we are under pressure, like making sure that we can still execute our skill and being able to put that aside and deal with it.
What you know of T20 cricket, Glenn, are there a stack of chances at the tournament? Or are there a couple of nations that you fully expect to be the ones to beat?
I think with these conditions, this would be different, I think, elsewhere in the world. But I think with these conditions, it brings a lot of teams either back into the pack or up into the pack. There's a group of teams you could throw into a ring and they'd be very similar. And then just be up to individual performances on the day. Like I know the Indian team has been, a lot of them have been here for the IPL. They're all well equipped, but you get them on an average wicket at Sharjah or Dubai that's slow and stoppy, they'll be exactly the same as any other team. And we're thinking the same. We know that any team on their day, if they get the right conditions, are going to be difficult to beat. So that's what I think, adjusting that to those things that are right in front of you and not thinking too far ahead is going to be key, especially for us going forward.
Yeah, it's a thrilling prospect. We've had the chance to, over a few years, share a bit of your journey. Well, the last 18 months, like nobody could have scheduled it in their own lives. So what's it been like for a cricketer? How good have you got at quarantine and mercy dashes out of India to the Maldives and the like? Could you ever believe you'd live experiences quite like this?
Jared, it's been an amazing, interesting 12 months, tiring 12 months, 18 months, sorry. And I straight away think back to that first series in England last year as the highlight. We were coming out of, four or five months in Melbourne lockdown, and the opportunity to get out of the country, go to England, regardless if it was in a bubble, we were just excited to play cricket. We were able to put something back on the TVs for families and people back at home in Australia or around the world. And to be able to be part of that series was awesome. And to then go into the IPL, not have a great tournament, was difficult. Like, I felt like I was coming off a flying tournament in England, man, the series, hitting the ball beautifully. And it was a bit of a whirlwind to start of the summer. And it made for a longer summer, I think. I think being away from home probably hit me a little bit more than I thought it would. But that initial excitement to get back to playing cricket after a bit of time off was awesome and something I had probably hadn't had for a long period of time. And I know a lot of the guys felt that in the squad.
It's great to catch up. The very best of luck for what's to come, Glenn. We'll all be watching. We're all watching and hoping, and we'll see you back home afterwards.
Cheers, Jared. Always a pleasure.